Okay, everyone, welcome. I will officially call to order tonight's Select Board, Town of Heaton Select Board meeting. Today is Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. April 1st, happy April Fool's Day. And it is 5:04, with a late start. Sorry, we're missing one of us. For those of you at home, Lisa and I are here. Will is not. I assume he'll be coming in at some point. Hopefully nothing happens. He will come on in. Review the, okay, so this meeting's being audio recorded as always. Barbara's there doing that for us, thank you. And reviewing the agenda, we've got a set of minutes. We'll probably have to wait for Will on that. And then public comment, we've got other business tonight, no appointments, but our other business, we've got the storm incident report discussion. We're going to go back and talk about the proposed changes to the zoning bylaws. I think Doug is going to sneak in at some point to take part in that conversation. I think you, Sheila, you're here for the storm incident report discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And then we're going to do some budget conversation and some warrant discussion, and I'm sure Ned's here for everything. Ned's here for everything on the list. We'll do some mail, and that'll wrap her up. So anything else, Helma, for tonight?
Well, the only thing I guess, getting the 2024 Town Select Board report finalized.
Oh yes, we had a little glitch in getting that wrapped up, but we can get that done. No worries.
Full responsibility was my issue.
That's, thank you, but
okay.
Not necessary. Yes. And anything else, Lisa?
No, thank you.
All right then, so the minutes, like I said, we're gonna bump that down since it was just Will and I, and he's not here right now, so we'll put a hold on that, see if we can circle back if he shows up. If not, maybe we'll just table those.
Yeah.
And public comment, anything from anyone for public comment? This meeting's gonna fly by. Nothing for public comment, everybody's gonna talk anyways. And
the
so,
town is getting its very first traffic light.
Temporary.
Ever.
Temporary.
Temporary.
You gonna take photos of it?
I probably will.
This is not April Fool's.
This is not April Fool's.
No, April Fool's.
It's really happening.
It was lots of fun weaving in and out. There were probably 8 utility trucks there. There was a construction company and the company that installs poles and the company that strings wires and the company that hangs the traffic lights and
Well, there's a bucket truck there now.
Oh, Barbara does have a comment.
No, I have a question about this. That the area that they're building up, is that going to be a temporary bypass or is that going to be the new road?
You mean the kind of gravel roadways?
They're basically creating another road as you're heading this way on the left. They're building it up.
They're only working on one side of the bridge at a time.
That is what you see building up that looks like it might become a road.
Yes.
Is actually just like driveways, so the utility trucks could get in there to install all the temporary utility poles.
Okay.
It's kind of what it looked like was a platform of either parking equipment or working from that area.
Yeah.
A lot goes into it.
Yeah.
It does.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. First item on other business, the storm incident report discussion. So this was a meeting that was held. I was not there, I was away. Other folks were there. Sheila, are you speaking to this? Is that what the plan is? All right,
yeah.
Off we go.
Does everyone have a copy?
Great, I do.
Sheila, these are your notes that you took at the meeting?
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, great job.
I do whatever I can to help Tim. I'm his assistant, officially.
Okay.
And he does enough, so I try to jump in wherever I can.
Yeah, there was a lot of information, and you did a great job capturing all of it from that night.
Yeah, I felt I was actually at the meeting after reading this.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I missed anything, so.
So,
Yeah.
You all know what the incident was, I don't need to go through that.
Yeah, we know.
We don't want to have it. And we got Nathan from NEMA was there at the AAR, which the AAR is the after action, it's review, but now you've got an after action report. So the AAR could the acronym could mean two different things, but in any event, we had some fire department personnel and emergency management personnel, select board was there. Just a good, I think, and Helen was there. We had a good, you know, good summary group that was giving some input to the report. And what an AAR does is just looks at what went right, what we'd like to improve on, and so it was really, it's always a good thing to do after any kind of events, because there's always areas that we can improve upon. There were five summary objectives that's sort of at the end of it that I'm just going to talk briefly about. The first one was just a noted need for continued work on improving communications. And that was not just with radio communications, but the initial notification, who received it, and so on and so forth. The initial declaration of the state of emergency was made, but the announcement that the EOC now was open didn't get communicated to everyone that needed to know about that. And that's two different things, unless when the state of emergency is declared, the EOC is activated at the same time, which isn't always the case. Pat's going to put that clarification in on the website and her page on that she's updated for how emergency activation center works. There was also some questions about, is there something that can be done about additional or better use of radios, but that's something that Nick, fire department's going to be looking into. If it's even needed, it may not be. Pre-planning for before an event was something that came out loud and strong, just pre-planning in general. We thought that this particular storm, there was a lot of warning. We all knew it was happening. And on hindsight, it became clear that if we had met either by Zoom, you know, to something remotely to try to get all of our ducks in a row and get everybody on the same page, that we might have been able to activate EOC with better staffing right off the bat, and we might have really been able to jump on it. As it was things worked well once the ball got rolling, but it just took some time to really get it rolling. So, and then the other piece about pre-planning is that we actually have a written emergency response plan, and it's pretty clear that we need to go through it again with the people that need to know this. This is another opportunity to take a look at it and figure out where it needs to be tweaked at all. The third area was improved just in general, the use of the EOC and EOC operations. It came pretty obvious that the Jacobs Road facility was an incredible asset to the town during this entire facility. And it was not just because the EOC and the warming center at the time were still in the same place, but Hilma's office was here, it's all on a generator, everybody was warm, they had the internet, etc. It was an incredible asset to be able to all be in the same place. And so that really enhanced the communications once we were all there and present. But in terms of improving the use, again, when an event happens, people that want to help, that may not be on our tiny little fire department or whatever, that want to help, really ought to come to the EOC, get a vest, get a name tag, get an assignment, and go on out and come back and report. And so the EOC is used as a clearinghouse for what actions are needed and who needs to do what, and where people have gone, assigning partners, doing whatever we need, identifying who's got extra generators, who's got whatever the resources might be, so that the coordination of those efforts in town can really, really be done through the EOC. Now that was done to an extent, but not 100%, not entirely. And so it was wonderful. In fact, one of the assets besides the Jacobs Road building was neighbors helping neighbors. I mean, it was huge, people just going out and doing what needed to be done. And so we wanna work with that, build with that. Another thing, Lyra was amazing. I mean, she just started that warming center on her own. She, kudos to Lyra. I think without Lyra and Tim, there wouldn't have been a whole lot happening in Heath right off the bat. They were really...
Actually, she asked.
She asked, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she did a fine thing, I mean, to get that up and working.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, and she did that, I think, before the other towns were even looking at, you know, starting learning centers, that sort of thing. Another piece to using the Jacobs Road building was the question about, okay, we have people that may need to shelter overnight. You have a warming center or a cooling center, depending on the weather. And then if you need a shelter overnight, that's another whole direction to go in. And in the emergency management world, we're supposed to all have had training if you're going to run a shelter. And that's when the Red Cross gets called and so on. And then once the Red Cross is there, we support them, but the liability for what happens at a shelter is on the Red Cross, it wouldn't be on the town. They bring in food and that sort of thing. So there's benefits to working with the Red Cross. Drawbacks to that, though, oftentimes the Red Cross won't stay in town running a shelter if there aren't people staying overnight. I mean, they won't be there just in case, you know. So we might want to broaden our vision of our shelters. So Tim is working on arranging for LEMA to have shelter training actually done right here in town. Tim and I both took the LEMA shelter training back with the Ashfield CERT team a few months back. But and in Heath, the Board of Health is responsible for actual, you know, coordinating and organizing a lot of those shelter activities. So we already have a small team of people, but running a shelter actually takes more. And so we'll be looking for others that might be interested in taking that training when MEVA comes to do that. And actually writing a shelter operations plan. We have the rudimentary pieces to it, but we need to enhance that. That's the fourth summary goal. And the fifth one is redundancy. Redundancy of emergency personnel and redundancy of the electric power. We've had two power outages in Heath since this big one that just happened. And we don't really know unless you get informed about why the outage today happened, even though it was short, and why the outage a few days ago happened, even though it was short. But it makes us all aware that redundancy in the electric system is one of the objectives that National Grid has been saying that they want to do this big pole upgrade and the phase three thing. So I just we're putting it out there so that we can keep in mind that if it's really true, if we have a compromised or a problem with the electric system that serves our towns, redundancy could very well be beneficial to Redford folks. And the other redundancy area is in the personnel. There's only two members of the fire department. They did heroic work doing what they could for the house-to-house checks, but they just couldn't go to go so far, and that was quite a storm. A lot of driveways were impossible. They did a lot of hiking, and you know, without being able to have the resources from the CERT team and mutual aid, they would never have gotten as far with the house-to-house checks as they did. So we want to do sort of some call outs, try to get more people to connect with the fire department. The fire auxiliary could have been called in, and so that wasn't really thought through in terms of where do we get more people. It doesn't have to be firefighters all the time doing some of this work. So anyway, that's sort of a quick summary of the areas for improvement. All the things that worked well are in the report, as well as the specifics about areas to improve. But that was what I wanted to report.
So Sheila, during the meeting, Nate from MEMA had a unique perspective on Heath, and he made a comment. Do you remember his comment?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like for you to share that,
sure.
If you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Nate is our MEMA representative, and he's come to Heath several times. He did give a lot of kudos to Heath. He really felt that our response was excellent. I mean, he really thought that we had a good response, good knowledge about how we're supposed to act in an emergency and good outreach into our community and utilization of all the people that did come to report. So he was really, really impressed. And he had been going to all of the 5 towns that were without power during that time. And so he really had a chance to see that.
I think specifically it was also talking about how neighbor helping neighbor, where you just don't see that in other towns, the way that Heath takes care of each other.
That's right.
So it was, I thought, a very moving statement that he had made, and I just wanted to make sure that we shared that publicly.
I do give a lot of credit to how well Heath works to Tim. He's been our EMD for a long time, and he really knows how the system works. He knows all the connections. Everybody knows him, and you know, I think we all know that we can rely on him. And he's just a tremendous EMD.
I had a question about the police department. So there was a note in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, but I see the note. I'm just curious, more so than just the note, what's the
fire department guys came here at one point to report in, and they noticed that there was an officer in the police chief, in the police department office. And so they went in and asked if they could, were able to come out and help, because they were too exhausted. And they said no, they weren't able. So that did not leave a very good taste in anybody's mouth, especially because these guys were really short-handed at that moment.
And has there been any follow-up with the police?
That I'm not aware of. It was mentioned at the meeting that the chief was out of town on training or something.
He was out of town and didn't even know what was going on.
He
was
on vacation.
Was on vacation, that's right.
Was,
and he didn't even know we were under.
He was on Florida.
So
it's very possible that if he knew that we were under state of emergency, he might have given orders.
Right.
Which I think is, again, got to the point of why we understand the right people that need to know when we're under, when a state of emergency has been declared, when the EOC is activated, because the police department is another huge resource, absolutely.
Right.
So I know it's very possible that it was a communication challenge.
Sure.
Yeah, which I think is why the firefighters got the response they did out of that police officer, because he takes his marching orders from his chief.
Yeah.
And that's what he was instructed to do Tuesday evening, is to be in the office.
Yeah, and I wasn't asking, I think it's all falling under the communication piece, right? So
that's my
curiosity, because I think,
just
communication with the chief is probably important too as a follow-up.
Yeah, I definitely think it requires follow-up, and when we're in the state of emergency, it's kind of all hands on deck.
Right.
So, yeah.
I was not, even though I'm Tim's assistant, I was not aware that a state of emergency had been declared or the EOC was activated. Now, I was busy running the food pantry down in Charlemont, and then Charlemont called me and asked if we could open up Charlemont Federated Church as a warming center. So I was busy doing that with my Charlemont, good neighbor's hat on, and a representative of the church. And then I discovered that Heath was open. I got a text from Tim. He wondered if I could come up, and so I went up to Heath and talk with him briefly, but I had to go back now, because then the decision by MEMA and all the people above me decided they wanted to have an overnight shelter, and they wanted to combine the resources, and rather than do one in Heath and one in Charlemont, do it all in Charlemont. So I had to go back to Charlemont and help coordinate the shelter operations. So, but I did not, my concern was, if I had known the EOC was open, I would have come here first and found someone to be backing me up down in Charlemont differently. It still worked out. Enough people came, I think, through, but it was communication.
Communication, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
So we decided we needed a call down list or something, so when the EOC is activated, here's who needs to be called.
Right.
I mean, you declare your state of emergency for a number of reasons, and it doesn't mean the EOC is activated.
Right.
So, but it's that next step that we need to know who needs to be informed of.
Right. And almost at every level, there has to be more than a name, because of lack of some people's ability to get information.
Right.
Or, right.
And that points to also another piece of the redundancy. Redundancy in staffing, who can back up somebody else, especially if they've been on a shift for a long time. And then another point about the redundancy was how to get people to the EOC if their road is blocked. I mean, mm-hmm. what are the routes around that? And so looking overall at how to improve the ability to respond and make sure we're properly staffed.
Okay.
Anyway, they're always good exercises. We learn something every single time.
So you said Tim was kind of working on some of the pieces and parts after the fact, looking at some different, so we'll be getting together again?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay.
If you remember that one meeting he held with in this room, you know, we will probably do something like that again, more specifically about this, and make sure everybody's got a copy of the written plan, and that's one meeting we're probably going to hold, no dates at the moment, because I think the next thing we're probably going to do is the shelter training and try to get people come to that. We thought that maybe doing some recruiting for fire department, at any time we can, but you know, talking about it at town meeting or you know, whatever we can. We need help.
I think all towns do. I think it's a wonderful item for the local newspaper to run a story on or put a blast out there.
If only you knew somebody.
I always say that when I think it really needs to go out there. The importance.
That you can write about.
of volunteering for the fire department. And the fact that you don't have to fight a fire to be a member and to help. It's not, you don't have to be someone who is going to actively go into a burning building. That's like the small group of people that actually do that. There's a bigger group of people that can insist on all different levels.
Nick was talking about all the different, you don't have to fight fires.
Right.
We need someone who can drive a truck. We need someone who can manage a hose. We can,
it would be very helpful, though, if, you know, and Tim and I will be trying to sort this through. Anybody who's responding really on a regular basis should at least have the basic incident command system training. I mean, some basic level to understand how the system works.
Right.
And that's all online. It can be done easily, but we'll
I'm sure that the area chiefs would love to be have a phone call and they could help with this story
this
that could go in the
story.
Local paper.
Yeah, Nick?
Well, there was Tim, an article could have been, it was on the internet, it could have been WWLP somewhere, and the Hadley fire chief was interviewed.
I think I remember that.
Just within the last couple of weeks.
And I did put an article in the April-May issue for the Heath Herald, and it puts a plug in both for the CERT training as well as recruiting for fire department. And there were a lot of photos of from around town that people had sent in for the Heath Herald. And it's the Herald, the concept was a thank you to all the responders. So there's a lot in that issue in and around this. So hopefully that will generate some interest as well. And Tim and I composed an article together about what to do before and during a winter weather event, because we realize people don't always know what's the EOC, when is it open, how to use it as a resource, and that sort of thing. So.
You know, another thing I just dawned on me, because I was going to say for that, along with all of that information, that you can be a junior too. You can be younger and get involved, and that's actually something that would be great if people do. But I started going on an aside about that, about maybe we should be reaching out to our high schools, the Mohawk and Tech. Mm-hmm. I wonder what they do to try to promote and encourage kids to take part in what they can for emergency management within their town or the fire department. Mm-hmm. I wonder what the Tech school or the Mohawk Trail or any of the other schools actually could do or help or kind of show, make, get kids interested, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing to remember too is that it's not, I think people, they're afraid of the C word called commitment. And it really is not, the more people you have, even if you go to two events a year or three or five or whatever, you're still contributing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's the thing to get across to folks.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Good. More conversation to be had.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sheila, very much. Notes were really good. Anybody have any questions for Sheila? Anyone? No? Okay. Wonderful. All right. We had tabled the minutes.
Yep.
You want to hop back there?
Sure.
So we're going to be looking at the Ta-Nehisi Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. Elisa was out at this meeting. This doesn't mean you might not have caught some typos along the way, maybe. Well, what you got?
Page two, I found one thing. Page two, and again, it's just a stylistic thing. Sorry, Helma.
Yes, where is this?
It's the fourth paragraph down. There was also discussion of superintendent's thought regarding road repair prioritization for the roads.
Not about.
As being in need of attention in their future. So I would just change from about to regarding. But that's, again, that's.
Patty, yep.
Me being.
Patty, ooh!
Me being a PETA.
Patty, that's a word that hasn't been used. Elisa, did you catch anything?
I did. It was just a spacing issue. And sometimes my minutes print out differently than yours. But I'm looking at the first page on the bottom. It's the paragraph before the FERCOG Charter Amendments article. It runs right into the paragraph above it, but I don't know if it's just me.
No, I think it's.
Is it me?
The way yours printed, because ended there.
Okay, so it's how I printed. Then that's so weird. I don't get that. But okay, then I think I have nothing.
All right, so can I have a motion to accept the Ta-Nehisi Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, March 25th, 2025, with the small word alteration?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion?
Oh, no.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.
I'm
going to
have
to work overtime.
That's funny.
Yeah, I know. You care.
Actually, Teddy was the word.
That was pretty
funny. Sure was. All right, folks, thank you. Next, we're going to move on to. There's no Doug here. Proposed changes to zoning bylaws.
Okay.
We could make a little change and give them some time to get here so we're not repeating. How's that?
Sure.
Pretty good with that?
Sure.
You okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
Right over.
Okay, so let's go. We'll have some budget conversations. We could probably do the ATM warrant discussion first since that's a little bit shorter, right? So Helma put on your desk 2025 ATM articles, warrant articles. Obviously the budget will be one, we know that. That's one of our articles. We'll talk about that a little bit afterwards. But so we've got these, this list. We've got Mohawk Trail Regional School District, we got the operating. We've got the capital, and then the same thing for Franklin County Tech School, operating capital, and Coleraine Central, the elementary school, capital accounts. So you see all the numbers there, that's just plug and play.
Mm-hmm.
The after school bus, that's been on here for a year or 2 years now?
1 year.
One year?
Yeah, last year was the first
year. First year was that one.
And we know it's gonna be the same amount this year?
Yeah. Well, it's not exactly the same amount, but.
Oh, but it's been increased since last year?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're leaving room for.
No, I got.
Increased expenses.
I was given the number.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we've got the ambulance, Coleraine ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the truck replacing the 16 Dodge, the 2016 Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a number in there from Tyson. The IT upgrade computer replacement, we have talked about the need that that's going to have to happen. We've talked about that for a couple of years that it's coming down the pike. Why are you giving me that look? Getting a yes?
Have we talked about it recently and I'm spacing?
Well, we've talked about it a year ago as we, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That explains the.
Probably a sort of the Windows 11.
It has to be compatible with, yes, Windows 11 and the whatever you call it, Microsoft thing that's gonna happen in October.
So this number here, is this?
This is ballpark.
Just a number pulled out of the sky?
Correct. No, not out of the sky.
With some sense of.
I've had a few conversations with, and I don't know his title, but our guy, technical manager, whatever, at Northeast IT. And he has given me a list of the computers that will need to get replaced, which is 11. Except I believe the libraries will be taking care of one because it's their public use computer. But anyway, and some of the 10, some of them are laptops, some of them are PCs. If you recall, like Northeast IT does a lot with refurbished computers.
I do call that.
Okay. Yes, and which is, let's say, roughly half the price of a new one. And so there's a, of the computers that need to be replaced, I want to talk to at least a few of the offices, people in the offices, to kind of determine which would be more advantageous. Like, for example, one of the ones that needs to get replaced is the accountant's computer. Now, I don't know, but I just off the top of my head, I'm thinking that's probably an important one to replace with new.
Mm.
Whereas some of the other ones are not used as thoroughly, don't need as much storage, you know, lots of different things like that, that probably a refurbished one would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're still using several refurbished computers that we bought from Northeast IT 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So.
Now, is this going into the stabilization?
Well, I think it is. I mean, that's what was talked about.
Right.
Because we had set up that fund.
So how much do we think the total is going to be for this?
Well, I don't know. Again, okay, like a new PC was like $1,030. Refurbished was 500. Laptops or more.
Mm-hmm.
I just took a ballpark $1,000 per computer.
I mean, because we have a good chunk in here.
Yes.
Stabilization.
Yes. But somehow we have to have an article on the warrant.
Right.
I didn't.
So depending on what that number is, it could be a transfer from stabilization.
From stabilization doesn't mean it's raised and appropriate.
Right.
It's just.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Looks like we've got 21,000 in there.
Oh.
What's the number of that?
If the number's on here.
What number is that account? I'm having a hard time finding it.
It's towards
the stabilization account.
The stabilization accounts are in the special account.
Oh, it's in the special. No wonder I can't find it on this one. Okay, thank you.
So if you don't have that right in front of you.
I do not have it right in front of me. So this 10,000 would be going into that account.
No,
unless we look at what we have there now and say we have enough, then we're saying, well, then the 10,000 or whatever the number is
the
a transfer from stabilization.
Oh. Okay, so we are
to
add,
an account in the budget so that it can.
But if we have 21,000 in there, I'm sure that will be enough to cover it. You know, he did. I asked him, are there going to be other charges besides the cost of the computer? And he said, kind of like, depending on how we do it, there would probably be some labor charges.
Well, that's what I was gonna ask. Right. Also, I assume someone's setting this all up and
yes.
getting everybody back online and making sure. And even if you're not getting a new computer, there has to be an upgrade to the new Windows, right? Or is that already on some of them?
Let's
you know what I'm saying? Like, if anyone has a newer computer that can upgrade.
It can handle Windows 11, but doesn't have
right.
it.
Right. They're still going to need labor costs.
Well, a lot
that.
Of that stuff, though, Northeast IT can just, like, punch a couple of buttons in their office.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're covered
yeah,
for everything.
There would not be labor for that
okay.
to upgrade.
Okay. Perfect.
Yep.
Okay, and then we've got two lines that we don't know what the numbers are, town coordinator transition and salt shed.
Mm-hmm. And salt shed, I put in there more as a
placeholder. Yeah.
A placeholder.
Yeah.
And there's another thing that isn't on here, probably because I got this at this point and then was talking with Tyson. One of the projects that Tyson had requested money for was road signs.
Oh, right.
Street signs.
Yeah.
So, and he said he has not researched like what it would cost. However, my guess is to do them all would be more than what ought to be carved out of the regular highway budgets.
What about Chapter 90?
I don't know.
I'd have to look and see if that falls under there. I don't remember.
Okay.
But anyway, so this list is gone to the. Does Ned, do you have a copy
no.
of this, Ned?
This has not gone to FinCom.
Okay, so you'll send it to them? Because they're meeting
Thursday
night?
Yeah. Yes, I will send it to them.
And put road signs on there, ?
Yes, I will.
But, I mean, now you've heard it, Ned, and none of these are we saying where the money's coming from? They're just,
mm-hmm.
we know where the money's not coming from. For
right.
gas.
Right, we know where it's
not. The IT you were discussing is something that's especially new this year. There's also, am I correct in thinking there's sort of a basic underlying IT that has to be.
Well, there's the technical support account
yeah.
that's in Article 3. That's just the regular monthly fees.
Yeah.
This is a one time, we've got to buy 10 new computers that will be compatible with Windows 11 when Microsoft stops,
supporting.
Which
is
supporting, thank you, supporting anything less than that, Windows 10 and below.
Right.
And we put money into stabilization with this conversation.
Yep.
That's what we presented, at least for 1 year, if not two.
It was two.
It's been a while, because I know Alice was pushing for it, you were pushing for it. And
yeah.
So the voters know. So there really should be a transfer out of stabilization, because people voted to put it in there knowing this was happening.
That's right.
You know, no, I'm not saying we can't put more in, but I'm just saying it might be a hard sell this year to get people to raise and appropriate money for IT when we have a stabilization account.
Well, right. And that was its purpose, so.
I thought I saw somewhere here an IT line that was had been increased by 6,000 suggestion.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
Yes. That's
technical
for our
support.
Regular
that's
technical
the regular.
Support.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's not
the regular.
This, yeah.
Article 3 account.
Yeah.
Is there another article from the Board of Health that they had requested?
Money?
Not money. They
this
wanted,
is just money.
Oh, this is just money. It's moving money from one account into another so that they can
or raising
they
and appropriating.
So,
just articles that involve money.
Okay.
I think this was just moving money, it wasn't acquired money.
That what you're referring to is the opioid.
Correct.
Settlement articles, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
And I have that on another list.
Thank you, just wanted to make sure it didn't get lost.
Yeah, no, it's not lost.
Excuse me, is the $6,000 increase an estimate or is that known?
No, that's pretty much known. What, and I don't know if you were here then, what I asked to do is to move the costs for all our phone lines and put that in technical support. Because our phone lines, phone expenses are not clearly delineated by building anymore. Our biggest phone charge is from Granite, which supplies phones for all the town offices. So you're talking about a lot of different buildings, a lot of different, if it was maintenance and utility, how do you do it? And so I took I calculated a year's worth of all the phone expenses. We still have a few Verizon lines, like fax lines and that. I subtracted it from the respective building, and I added it all into technical support.
FinCom will be glad of that background, yes. Thank you.
All right, so Helmo, you'll get the money articles over to FinCom, and we will, and you're working on the full warrant,
yes,
pulling it all together so that there's a document for the next meeting?
Yes.
You know, so that's pretty much what we got on the warrant. Anybody have other, do you have anything you want to talk about just on the warrant?
I don't.
Oh. Are we going to assume? That there's money someplace to cover the legal overages? Are we
gonna
write
this? I was going to
start
sit
that.
Down and start yeah. looking at the last expense report and just kind of guesstimating if we're going to have enough over to cover that. Because you're talking about, what have we spent in legal fees? $30,000?
Yes.
Okay, and that doesn't include.
And that would have been February, right? Or no?
No, that would be through January. Because they have.
And this doesn't include warrant.
No, this does not include any of town meeting.
Right.
Review, them showing up, any of that, which is probably going to be another $1,500 to $2,000, and the attorney has to. Well, we still have March, April, May, June, 4 months. That does not include the last responses that the attorney had to do for the ZBA. It doesn't include the meetings she will have with the ZBA. It doesn't include her appearance of the whatever status update.
Something before the July.
The court. Well,
that's after, right?
Yeah, that's after.
Right.
No, April 10th, is it?
Is it April 10th? Okay.
No, well,
anyway.
April 10th is a status update.
Okay.
I believe that's, there'll probably be other stuff. There's always other little stuff. Probably looking at between now and then, now and June 30th.
So I think that
another $6,000, I don't know.
Is that on your agenda? Legal fees?
Oh, yeah.
That's on your agenda, right?
Well, yes, in fact, we talked about it at our last, most recent meeting.
Yeah, but Ned, we're talking about this year. Not next year.
So I think that the finance committee really needs to give a recommendation or a thought, you know, give some type of thought or start the thought of how are we gonna handle this year's overage? Where's that money coming from? Will you put that in that email when you send that, Hilma, please?
Our discussion of next year's appropriate amount was totally centered on whatever knowledge we've gathered on how big this year's.
Which is gonna be bigger than what this is. So that's just a question I have, yeah, in general, is where does that come from? So I'm not looking for someone's answer, I'm just throwing that out there.
Right, you're talking about probably $20,000 to $25,000.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not sure that I'm gonna see that bouncing around here, but
no.
That's my
feeling. See, I don't think so either, but I wanna look at, because there's always gonna be, there's always some accounts that, you know, do a little over. And some accounts that have a little left, but we don't usually have accounts that have thousands and thousands of dollars left at the end of the year.
No.
So.
All right. So, just out there. All right, so articles, money articles, that's it? Okay, so now we'll just do a little bit more talk about the budget itself while we give Doug a little more time.
Okay.
Really, this is our opportunity just to have a general conversation. Hilma has now updated both the layout, the worksheet that is familiar to people that is presented with the warrant, the budget that's in the format that people are accustomed to, which is not what we've been looking at, which was the days through Vadar, but now both of them are updated. Thank you, Hilma.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a difference in the bottom line because of the school, right?
Pretty much because of all the school.
Is in one and not the other. But this was just so, I had asked her to, if we could still have Dave's updated as well so we could see some of the other numbers that we were getting accustomed to looking at up until last week. So I think, if we don't mind, select board, to make it a little bit easier. Do you have both of them, or does everybody only have one of them?
I have the latest one that she sent out, that Hilma sent out saying.
Dave's, this one?
Dave's.
Okay.
But you also got one that
looks like
that.
This.
I don't have that one printed out.
Okay.
When did that go out?
Before this
one. Before the other one?
Yeah.
So that's okay. Let's go look at Dave's, the last one you got. Let's look at that.
Which is the one that Hilma said this one looks different because it has.
Yeah.
Okay. I got
it. Not to worry about the school numbers. Those are set.
Right.
Let's just scan through and, because we haven't done this yet, let's just scan through and see if there's anything that's screaming out to anyone. We'll put a little star by it, and then have some we can have some conversation about those items. So we'll start right at the beginning. We've got the moderator and the select board numbers, town coordinator. We talked, you all saw that in the warrant articles, that's where we're looking to put that additional funds that we're gonna request for the transition, town coordinator transition. We're doing that as a warrant article, not a budget line item because it's a one-shot deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna happen in this next fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
We want to clearly point that out to people. And we've got some other, now also Finance Committee hasn't responded to us on any of these. You know, they haven't done their once over of the whole budget. So we'll be getting some feedback from them also, hopefully at the next meeting. But I just figured we'd do ours as well. If anything screams out, then Hilma can flag it for them to talk about on Thursday. So the Finance Committee, Reserve Fund, Account.
Okay, question?
Yep.
Okay. You go first.
Well, I really wasn't. I was just going to give a bunch and then say, what do you got for questions?
Oh, okay.
What do you got for questions?
Okay, I didn't know how we're supposed to do this.
Yeah, no, you can yell whatever you want. Go ahead.
Well, we had talked a little bit about increasing the hours for office assistant. So I don't know if that's a discussion that you are interested in continuing and seriously looking at, or?
Because right now, it's 10.
Six.
It's six. Didn't we say we were going to up it more, but the current town assistant said they were comfortable with six? Is that correct?
That's all they felt they could
handle
their schedule.
Okay, so we had already talked about increasing the hours.
Let's increase it to 10.
And that's
what we wanted.
We wanted. So let's increase it for 10 for FY 26.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Increase 10 hours.
Okay. Well, at least these are what we're suggesting. We're not voting on anything. We're just throwing these out.
Just our suggestions.
So we can see how things rock
and
roll.
I'll recalculate that number.
Okay. Get that out.
10 hours.
Beautiful. Finance Committee, Reserve Fund. Yep.
So I don't know how we're doing this, Robin. You're listing them off and running through them. Do we want to do it step by step and then say, oh, I have a question?
No, go ahead, yeah.
Okay, so what is the Reserve Fund?
The Reserve Fund is overseen by the Finance Committee. It's the money that sits there. And as the year rolls out, if anybody feels they need some money for something outside of their
like
budget,
it's like for an emergency transfer.
They can go to the Finance Committee, plead their case, and the Finance Committee decides if they want to release some of that.
Okay, and that happens during the year, or it has to happen at ATM?
No,
that's during the year. That's at the Finance Committee.
Okay, so it's their oversees that.
Yep.
And is this something that we add to, or it stays at 3,500?
It actually was at 4,000 for a very long period of time, and then the Finance Committee chose to decrease it.
It was at 5,000.
Yeah. Even before that,
5,000. And I guess it just hadn't been used, and that's why FinCom was feeling comfortable lowering it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You want to increase it?
No, I'm going to let Finance Committee decide on that.
Okay.
Accountant, assessors.
Okay, I have a question here. On the salary for director of assessing, should that salary be increased by the COLA of 3.2?
It is.
All of these are increased.
So I was trying to do the calculations and the numbers weren't working out for me, because then it says that the change
actually
is only
1.2 or 3.
Well, they're not, I'm not finding them to be consistent on this. Sometimes it's 3, sometimes it is 3.2, sometimes it's under 3, the way that the numbers are crunching when I do it with my calculator. So that's why I was confused, because when you say you look at the percentage change and it's only a percentage change of 1.44.
If you take...
Oh, but we have some separations there. Okay. So
if you take what's allocated for 2025, which is $18,975, and then multiply that times 1.03, you will come up with $19,542.
Why is it only 1.? Because it's supposed to be 3. Oh, I see what you said. Yeah, shouldn't it
it's
be?
It's 3%. You take the 1, you take your number.
Yeah.
times one, you get the same number. Then you add the .03, which is the 3%.
Right.
Then you get the new number.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's just a different way of, that I was doing.
Well, yeah, everybody does the math.
So I was just taking the allocated salary and timesing that by 3.2%. And then you get what the amount should be increased.
Three.
I thought it was 3.2.
No, that was last year.
Last year was three.
Okay. Got it. So, if you take...
18,975.
Clear.
Yeah, if you take 8.
This calculator is so screwed up, I have to go in here. I just lost it. Okay, so 18,975. Of course, that would be helpful. 19. Never mind. This is not working. 18,975 and you times it 0.03. You get an increase of, oh, look at that. Understood.
Okay.
So that one's fine. Okay. Thank you for entertaining my thought process.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
We could check them on one last time too, if we.
Yeah, it just wasn't making sense to me at all about why it's only a 1.44% increase. That number's throwing me off.
Because that's for all three.
For
of
all three
accounts.
Of them, NYC, some are less. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
And the same. Yeah, and then the same would be 4, 5.
Probably a rounding for some calculators and round it differently.
Yeah.
Well, I round up to the highest, to the next dollar.
Yeah. Right.
I threw out all the cents.
So for the treasurer's salary, we've got it listed as an additional $467. When I do the calculations, I get $464.79, which we rounded up. It would be $465, but this one says 67. So I was just trying to make sense of the different numbers that I was getting. That's okay.
Well, we can check them all again. I'm looking against the math that I did for my office, and so far they're the same. But,
okay.
But we can double check them all again.
All right. Carry on.
All right.
Thank you.
So we'll do the math on each of them to make sure one more time. So treasurer, collector, same type of thing, like you
yep.
said. Legal.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun. We've got this bumped up to 30. We'll see what, right?
Well, yeah, okay, I'm sorry. This I did not change. FinCom recommended 35.
Oh, 35, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Which I did put into the other one.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if that's fine.
Who wants to start? Didn't at one point we have 40? Or was it 30?
I think at one point it was 40. Because they would just... I mean, a few years ago, we had all the cannabis stuff and the cell tower stuff
right.
and the normal stuff.
I'm going to put it out there because it's going to come up at the meeting. Someone will ask about the cost differential between council we use and other towns use and the cost per hour.
Yep.
Just putting it out there so everybody's
yep.
knowing what's coming.
Yep.
So you're well aware.
So under the allocated amount in under 2025.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. What?
No.
What?
No question.
The gentleman
oh,
in the back row has his hand up.
No.
And then he took it down?
Yeah.
No.
I could see everything was going smoothly, so I.
Oh, is it?
Decided, yeah.
Now, what was the question?
So the question is, under the column of allocated for 2025, under legal, we have two lines here. We have the legal fees for $15,000, and then there's a Vincent Road for $15,000, but we didn't allocate it in 2025, did we? I'm just questioning why it's listed there and not under.
We allocated it in.
We didn't know.
For fiscal year.
25.
We did, last May.
Because I thought we only had a legal budget of 15.
We did.
Really? Oh, you're just being more specific about what the
line.
But then it says a total allocated was 30,000. I was just confused about that.
Yeah, I don't know why that says that there.
See, it's not just me, right?
No.
Thank you.
No, but the second legal line there isn't continuing, which is why it doesn't have a number. It doesn't have a grade number. That line will disappear.
It shouldn't be there.
Right, because we only had a budget of 15,000. But when we look at this, it says,
well, it's
that
also
we have
referencing, this is also referencing, this is 2 years ago, FY24, Article 28.
I don't know
why that's there.
I was just confused about the placement of the number.
That's a Dave question.
Okie dokie.
Dave. Question. Okay.
Okay.
Post office. We'll check the salaries.
So the substitute goes under minimum wage, is that right?
If you're going to put the library substitute up to 17,
uh-huh.
In my opinion, you've got to put the post office substitute up to 17.
But that's what you didn't hear.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's
yes.
What my question was, is yep. That it's minimum wage, right?
No.
Our minimum
it's
wage.
Our, he's right, he's minimum wage. No, I learned that lesson, what, two
yes.
Meetings ago.
I said that.
Yeah. So it's Heath's minimum wage.
For purposes of conversation,
mm-hmm.
We just use that title. It's not a legal jargon.
We'll get you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right. Town clerk. Election workers, CONCOM expenses, planning board.
I was all good with that.
Okay. The technical support, we've already talked about that.
Right.
The increase, right?
So,
That's the six, that's that additional 6,000 we talked about.
And
building maintenance.
And so
sorry.
So, but you're right on building maintenance. So that on the column of change, when we have the number in parentheses, that means it's less, right? And is that the money that we're moving up until technical support?
Correct. You're looking at Sawyer Hall.
For Sawyer Hall
utilities.
Community hall, and then this building.
That's correct.
Okay.
I understood something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is that one where I hate the fact that boards clerk is buried in there.
Oh, wait, why is that in there?
I don't know, that's a Dave thing.
That's gotta come out of there.
No,
but it's not,
it's just
why?
Gotta come out of there.
It's not gonna
because
be
Dave
here.
Is, it goes by the number.
So
the
we
accounting
can't change.
Number. That's an issue to take up with the accountant.
Yeah, so I said Dave.
Dave.
Correct.
Yeah.
Got it. Dave, it's the number issue. Okay.
We should make sure that we look at all of the utility accounts to see where we're at currently as well.
Mm-hmm.
To see how good these accounts, you know, what these numbers look like. How well we budgeted.
Okay, I'm just
I'm sure Finance Committee will be doing that as well, but. Right, Ned?
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, I mean, I was just thinking of, for instance, Sawyer Hall, where there have been heaters running 24/7. That surely pushes up use of electricity.
Yeah, well, they aren't on, they aren't on all night. Like, Charlene turns off her heaters when she leaves. But yes, there have been electric heaters running more this year.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see when the electric comes in.
Right, we'll see, which means as the FinCom looked at the recent costs, not how we have
it. We gotta take a look at Community Hall.
Specifically?
Because we're over budget already.
You mean under the building maintenance line?
Yeah.
Community Hall usually you need a lot of community.
It's already over.
As of 3/21, as of the 3/21 report.
Do you have the detailed report or?
I gotta look it up.
Condensed report.
I'm gonna have, that's why I said I gotta look at it to see, I didn't print the detail to see what's been taken out of there. So I'll take a look at that, but. Everything else looks good to me, but. So we just need to, everyone, take a little looky at that. We don't have to beat it up right now, but I'm gonna look at Community Hall and see why we're over budget there and we aren't anyplace else.
So we had allocated 13,000.
Yep.
And so you have a more updated expended amount?
13,252.73.
What did we spend that on?
So if you're looking at the report that you're looking at right now,
yeah, it's only.
Do you see that that's remaining, that that amount?
Yeah.
It's remaining as of 12/31/24.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was wondering why we didn't have a more updated report, but I guess we do.
Well, you gotta go to the latest and greatest. Yeah, so go back to your latest and greatest. Yes, it's a very, there are a lot of words.
No, and I pulled the latest and, I'm in the wrong email address. That's really not helpful.
So.
My latest and greatest, which was the finances.
So it's a multi-step process, yes.
No, I totally get it. So my latest and greatest is.
Needs a big table or lots of screens.
Yes.
Or a combination of screens and table. That's the way I do it.
Latest and greatest I have is from February. Unless it's in the mailbox and I missed it.
You sent one out last week.
You certainly did. I cannot be accountable for last week. Okay, got it. Thank you. I will refer to that.
Okay.
Thank you, thank you.
So we'll look at that.
Yep, I will.
Insurances. Is that a number you have already, Thelma?
I took what had been spent this year and I talked to our agent and said, how much of an increase should we figure on? And he said 2%.
Okay.
So that's what I did.
Thank you.
Is there a way to indicate which numbers are set versus the ones that still need working on? I find that a little confusing as I'm going through this.
You gotta note take it.
Okay. I just have to mark it as we go through.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And keep referring back every time we get to the next one. FERCOG assessment, that's a number.
Is that a set number?
Yeah, we already got that.
Okay.
Police and fire.
Oh, did I have a
number? I can check the salaries there.
I did that earlier.
Emergency management.
Mm-hmm. ask something and I had a question too quickly. Oh, okay, no, not till the end. So we're on emergency management.
So I have a question on this one.
Emergency management?
Yeah, so I see the 22,000 sitting here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did that go?
Well, just like he's got all the schools in here. And he has the road late bus, or the late bus in here. I mean, this is more inclusive than...
You don't have that over here, right?
Or do no, you? I do not have
okay.
Colerain ambulance in the old style.
Because that's in, that'll be a Warren article. Well,
unless you don't want it to be.
That's what we talked about. Now, that's interesting that we say that. Now, it's dawning on me. Memory is coming back. I think we talked about rolling that into the budget because it's going to be a continued item.
Right.
And we are going to revisit. So it might not be a warrant item. It may be in the budget now.
It should be in the budget because I recall that.
I think we talked about that. We had it the first time to make sure people knew it was new.
We were locked in for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then we were going to revisit. Is it 2 years?
2 year agreement.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. We're in the first year.
Right, so it shouldn't have to go into a warrant article.
It
should be in the budget.
Whichever way you want it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it...
The educational expenses don't have to be separate articles either.
Right.
But we put them in there. We put them as separate articles. Mm-hmm. Whereas other towns put them in their regular...
Right. I think for this one, our conversation, if we were to hold true to what we said last year, we said, and finance can comment on this, we said that for the first year we'll put it as a warrant article so people recognize the fact that it's a new expense,
mm-hmm.
but because it will be an ongoing expense, it should roll into the budget.
That's how I remember it.
Sorry,
I don't
you're
care.
Talking about the late bus.
No, the ambulance service.
Oh, man. Well, I remember being that way, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I my thought would be to roll it into the budget, but let's, you know, that could be a conversation we continue, but.
And the amount is?
22,000.
Same as life.
Yep.
And we know our program expenses aren't going up yet, or?
Nope.
You don't know?
Correct.
Okay.
No, we do. Yes, we
yes,
do.
We do.
No, it's not.
It was a direct question. So sorry. Set. Okay.
Inspection services.
Have a question.
Sure.
On this first one, it's for the animal control officer's stipend. I see an increase. Am I looking at an increase of $49?
Yep.
I thought we can't.
Cross out the word stipend.
Thank you.
I was going to say that's.
Because I'm like, I
it's not
I just
a stipend,
got schooled on that.
It's not a stipend anymore. It's an assessment.
An assessment.
We are part of the group,
assessment.
The sheriff's group, and we get assessed.
Okay.
It's like the next one.
Thank you. That makes sense. And we know it's 49 for this year, or next year.
We know it's $2,987.
Okay, so that's one set. Okay. And the same for the next one, got you. And the increase on the wildlife damage control expense, is that a guess, or just how did we come up with that $30?
That's what Tyson is asking for.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know exactly what the percentage is, but if you look at all of the accounts under his jurisdiction, he has increased them all.
Okay.
Due to inflation.
tree removals. Again, that was a request.
That's under Tyson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
School committee stipends. And right now, here's all the schools.
And those are all.
Forgot to put in the Corrin Central School number.
I was wondering about that.
Which is over here, because it'll be a separate article. It's $4,416.
Okay.
So those will all still come out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so now Town of Row after school activity bus.
It's kind of like $250.
So that's whether that should be a separate warrant article. That you had that on your list, Thelma.
I did have it on.
And I don't recall what we said last year about that one, if we were gonna keep that always separate.
I think it went off last year.
I think it should be separate.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that'll stay as a warrant article. Okay. So now we're to the highway. We've got the salaries. Now, remind me, Thelma, is this number just with the 3% COLA?
This is 3% over this year's number.
Oh, yeah,
so,
it's right there, yes. Okay. So it doesn't...
Depending on what you guys want to do,
right.
To me, it would probably change.
What we don't have is when there was in our budget request from Tyson, there was a request for an increased salary amount, but we don't know what the breakdown is.
Right.
Is that something you have?
Yes.
Can you send that to us, please?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So everyone should take a look at that when you get it, and we'll regroup on that.
Okay.
Knowing that one of them is already set.
Right.
At 26.
For the next...
For the beginning. And then
this year.
All right, that's for this year, that's right.
April
14,
so it goes for April.
Till June.
It goes
June.
Until July 1st.
July 1st.
But he's starting on the 14th of April. All
right, so then we have to think.
And the motion was...
Oh, specifically...
Whichever came first.
Oh, okay.
Either 3 months or July 1st, whichever came first. July 1st will come first.
Got you.
So it's 26 and 10.
So you'll send that to us and then we can further the conversation.
Yeah, I can tell you right now.
You can tell me, but until I think about it, it's not going to make much difference.
Yeah.
So I need to see it all.
Yeah.
I got to play the numbers in my head. And then we've got his operating and supplies. Everyone should really just take a look at that too. I know we've talked about it and we've had meetings, but just take one last look at everything.
Okay.
Make sure we're good at that. Snow and ice, same thing, take a look at it. These are all based on what
Tyson
requested. Really should take a look at this against what we've expended too. I would strongly recommend we all do that. I will do that definitely.
Look at
it. You got street lights. And what? So there's nothing in there.
No, that got
gobbled up somewhere else.
Well, yeah, that got put into highway materials and supplies.
Okay.
Oh.
And you got the Franklin County Solid Waste. And the transfer station salary. Check the salary again.
Yep.
And the transfer station expenses.
I
about some of that already. You got the landfill expense. And then we've got the Board of Health stipend and expenses. Town nurse and foot care.
So again, with the senior center coordinator stipend, it should be stipend.
It should, well.
Should be allowance or?
Some of these were renamed last year. They somehow just didn't, the new names didn't carry over.
Okay.
But. I guess that one didn't, but.
So
see, it's weird because part of it, $250 of that account is a stipend to the chairman of the COA. The rest of it is towards the senior center coordinators or senior program coordinators' hourly wage.
Can it be broken into two lines?
No. Don't you dare.
Try now.
No, it, sorry.
Put it in a note.
Okay, I'll note it. So
it
250 is stipend.
The account needs a different name.
And then what's the salary?
It's like, some of us have labored long and hard to try to consolidate some of these accounts.
So it's really wage and salary and yeah. Stipend.
Okay.
Yeah. We could just put it senior center wage and stipend. And then.
So it's not just specific to coordinator. I get council on aging expense. Veterans Service Center, Veterans Benefits, and Veterans Memorial.
We don't have a number for the memorial.
They don't want it.
Or they don't want anything.
That's gone down little by little over time.
They don't need anything?
They don't need anything.
Yeah.
Okay. I recall that from last year.
After town meeting, you will get a resignation letter from all of them.
Really?
They believe the committee's work is done.
Okay. We got the library.
So this has got to be something more than the salary.
It's three people. It's the director, the assistant, and then the substitute.
Three, no, because the substitute is a separate. Oh, but
no,
it's, no,
no.
I moved it up. So it's all in there. So it's three salaries together.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question about the veterans benefit? Do we know that solid? I mean, it is federal money.
Those are the numbers that the Veterans Service Center District gave me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I plugged in there. Nobody knows, Ned, if it's solid or not. We could be skating on very thin ice.
Library operations, Parks and Rec. MLP stipends, historical commission expenses, interest on temporary loans.
Okay. What loan is this?
It's nothing right now. See it at the title, interest temporary loans,
yeah.
/ Rev, as in revenue.
Revenue.
ANTI anticipation. So it's like, if the town gets in a bind with their cash flow, because of the schedule,
money's not coming in, right.
Taxes being paid and all that, then the treasurer may have to do, temporary borrowing, short-term borrowing.
Okay.
And we have had to.
And this would pay the interest. Like, it would, as soon as, you know, revenue came in, it's like that loan would get paid off. So it may not only be for a month or two.
Okay.
But there would still be interest that we would have to pay.
Okay, and we're gonna decrease that?
That's what Chris asked for.
Okay, so this is a Chris request. Okay, thank you.
And you got all your debts, broadband and all the rest of them. Which, well, the rest of them are goose eggs.
Are what? I'm sorry.
Goose eggs.
Goose eggs?
Goose eggs.
Okay. What's the
difference? But you see what broadband is.
I see the broadband, so that, and then interest. Okay, I just answered my own question.
And the interest is below, yep.
Yep. Sorry.
No, that's all right. Okay. Don't question it if the number goes down.
Here I am. Ah.
Be happy, happy, happy.
I'm very happy.
Intergovernmental expenses.
So I'm sorry, could you going back to the debt and all the tractor notes, I know, somebody knows how long we have left on some of these notes. I know
we have nothing.
They're
left
gone.
On any of
they're
them.
Paid
That's
out.
Why they're zero.
Okay, I wanted to make sure that that was actual. Right, so this is set. So gone.
Yes.
We have
one outstanding debt.
Broadband.
That's fantastic. Just take a moment to go. Yes.
You could take a moment until right after ATM.
And then
there'll be something else.
I know, but for right now.
You can.
It's great.
For right now, yes.
Actually, you could have been doing that ever since the payment got made this year on those.
And when did it get, how much time have I missed out? When did those payments
get made? I have to look back and see when you made them.
Oh.
And I remember.
About 8 or 9 months.
Yeah. Right after they were pretty much voted, I think.
They
yes,
were
because there
I
was
just remember the
transfers
vote.
From free
right,
debt.
And we had to
and she
right.
Came off.
I remember the vote. These new brain cell pathways are really slow in coming to fruition. Okay,
that's all right.
Thank you guys for really entertaining me.
Franklin Regional Retirement System.
Yeah.
Unemployment, health insurance, life
that's
insurance,
no, health
FICA,
insurance.
Blah 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 blah.
These numbers all come from Chris.
Okay, so these are all Chris numbers and they're all set.
Well, no.
Oh.
She's going to recount, now that we hired a new employee, she's going to, as soon as he selects his insurance,
okay.
She will recalculate health insurance and come
Reading.
Up with a final number.
And then you're going to see how much it costs now with a new person when the old person wasn't taking insurance. That was a savings for the town.
Yep.
He did a lot to save money
that
for this town.
Nobody.
Yep.
He did a lot to save money for this town.
Hey, everybody wants to pay more, now we can pay more.
Okay.
It could be pretty substantial. The numbers are pretty substantial, too.
Let's see what he chooses.
Per
employee. And
yeah.
Yes, and if it's someone that
takes a
family plan.
Okay.
And besides that, health insurance rates are taking a major hike July 1st anyway.
Okay. My moment of celebration is over. This last one,
should we be adding more to that line item?
I was just wondering about, but I guess we're waiting for Chris to.
Chris knows the rates that will kick in July 1st.
Yeah.
So that's in this number. But she picked, knowing we would have a new highway employee that would most likely.
What if we have we will have another employee during the fiscal year?
That's right.
That could change that number too.
As in a new town
increase
coordinator?
Increase it, right.
Yeah.
That would want a family plan?
I think it should be put in there, my recommendation.
Okay.
Can you ask her what that would be also? So it'd be what, half a year, basically?
This last line, the special projects.
Yeah, we just have to put a number in there.
Oh, yeah, I just level funded it at this point. You guys have not talked about it at all, but I just have a number in there.
And is this, what is this, I.
That's our account.
That's our account.
That's our rainy day account?
No, we do a project with it. We like to have some type of an intention. But sometimes those intentions don't get met exactly because there's emergencies or we can't find the people to do the work or something comes up, you know, that's a little bit more important.
It's usually some kind of.
Construction activity.
Construction activity, like bigger building repair or.
And we say, gosh, where is the money gonna come from?
And it was 15,000 and then it went to 10,000. Now it's gone to 5,000, which is. 5,000 is nothing now.
It is nothing.
For construction.
Right.
And, but we didn't, did we spend it at all this year?
No, usually what will happen is now we'll take a look and say, what are we gonna put it towards?
Okay.
Or not, whatever.
But we, you have.
A list of things that have to be done.
You have all.
Why is it only 5,000?
Because it's been the push to drive it down because people don't wanna spend the money and have extra money there. They don't want the money to go up, they want it to come down. I'm not saying that's right, I'm just saying that this is what happens.
Okay.
But we're going to think about this in a broader way that you can't keep, remember that's the beginning of the whole season.
You know, for
you can't keep coming down, down, down if the cost of things keeps going up, up, up. Up.
And especially in a year when we don't have any free cash.
Well, that's gonna affect us right now.
And I'm saying, especially in a year when we do not have free cash, you kind of hope that this would have a little more padding in it. Because now we're looking at a legal bill that's.
Well, I mean, if you put it aside, for projects, you really should do some projects.
Oh, it's a project, right.
I mean,
you're right.
That.
It's got to be for a project.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if there's reasons why you can't, then, you know, that's one thing, but.
Okie dokie.
If you really think your legal budget's going to, your legal fees are going to be more than whatever, you should increase that to a real comfortable level. And then if you don't spend it, then you'll see that in the free cash. You know, or if it has to be a transfer, if we have some other issue, yes. But I mean, then that's being honest.
It's really hard when we do this once a year. It's only the second year to remember all this.
No, it takes a long time.
It's like, you gotta be kidding me.
That's why Ned has all those gray hairs. Because he's been doing it for a long time.
He's been doing it a long time, yes.
It's remarkable.
And Ned is still learning, right? You gotta learn all the time.
Well, there's a new, you know, financial situation, I think, every year that we have to try to figure out, okay,
right.
How do we handle that? How do we handle
there,
that?
There has always been a big push, we talked about this, to try to keep it as tight as possible. You want to keep those numbers down because you don't want people don't, you're going to have this thought in your mind, like, keep the budget as tight as we can so that it's not affecting people's pocketbooks. But there is some negative side to that. If you're so tight that you have no wiggle room, then you're in a situation where it's gonna affect the pocketbook anyway. So where's that happy medium? There's a happy medium someplace in that. And there's reality. You're telling people that you gotta have cost of living raises for 3%, or 1 year it was 6%.
Wow.
Yep, I remember that.
6%, that's what it was driven to, right? Well, in a year that it's a 6% cost of living raise for people to live, then why do you need that? That's because expenses increased, at least 6%. So you have to.
There are also other things. The constant reminder is that stain in that ceiling.
Right.
That eventually we're gonna need a new roof. That's coming.
Well, particular thing.
Those are big items, yeah.
That's in the, I don't know, what do you call it? The valley.
The valley.
Okay.
Valley or what?
But I do think.
In the roof.
I mean, I think we should start going back up with the number.
So we're still on special projects?
Yeah.
Well, I was just waving Tim's three-page report.
Oh, that's right.
Buildings.
Right.
Projects. So there's projects. Sawyer Hall's gonna get painted. Oh, no, that's this spring.
Yes.
So this year's special projects will pay for that, I guess.
For the paint.
I think we still have paint money.
Yes, we do. We don't. We probably have enough to paint this building too.
I probably need to reach out and confirm when that's happening.
Mid the spring, no?
Yeah.
It sounds right.
We were first on the list.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, everything is assuming there's people to paint. We're making an assumption that there's going to be people there that and paint. You'd like to not assume that and think that there is nobody there, but that's unfortunate. So let's go to back to 10 for now. What do you think?
I would feel better about that.
What do you think?
Yes, 10.
And can you send us out again that list, please?
What, Tim's list?
Yeah.
Tim's list.
So, because if you send that to me, I'll try to actually put some little, like, flag some of them and put some numbers to it.
Okay.
And what can we do, what has to be done in the next handful of months on the list for that we can use the special projects?
Well, again, if they are coming to paint, that'll take probably about $1,500.
Out of it, right?
Yeah. Well, more maybe if prices have gone up. But
what about the lack of a handle or something at Sawyer Hall, the front door?
Yes.
Yeah, that door does not latch.
Am I the only person that's noticed that?
No.
And I don't go. And I don't go there.
What happened months ago?
I didn't know there was no handle on it.
Well, there is now.
There is now.
Tim put
one on
there.
Oh, did it go back now?
But the
point
is that the door doesn't latch.
It's just a handle. It's not a knob.
And I don't.
At least it never latched.
It didn't. I was gonna say it's been. I think it's been that way.
Yeah, Charlene says it's never latched in her time. So, but.
Will it soon be latching?
No.
It's never gonna latch.
Not unless you change more than a door handle.
We have to replace the whole door?
The whole door mechanism.
The locking mechanism.
Lock set.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole, you know,
Yeah, right?
Crash mark and all that stuff.
Okay.
All that would need to get replaced into something different that would work.
Okay.
And actually, the reason it's never been an issue before is because we have never had constant high winds.
What do we do? They're really bad now.
They are, and they're probably going
to... So maybe we have to... Maybe that's something we have to look into.
Maybe that's a special project. I mean, I'd be curious to know how much that costs.
Call John Lively and have him come up. Take a look at it. Right?
I would appreciate
He's probably
it being
gonna say,
assessed. So.
Take a picture, please, and send it to me. I'll have to do that. I can hear it already.
What?
He's going to say, could you please take a picture so I don't have to make the drive all the way up there?
Oh, what's his name, Lively?
John, yeah.
John, sorry.
Yeah. I don't think the door latch.
That'll take up a chunk of it right there. The hardware for the
It can't latch too, but see, Elisa, the thing is, it can't latch too hard.
What do I get at?
If you want that building ADA compliant,
it's enough so that someone can turn the handle easily and open the door.
Right. That's why I say it can't latch too hard.
Right. But
it has to.
Is there a closer
on
wind?
What?
Is there a closer on that door?
I don't remember.
The thing that makes it close up at the top, that will
close
I hear talk about handles. That's the very first door if you're going in.
Yeah, the exterior door.
And I also hear talk of crash bars, which are...
Those are on the inside.
They're on the inside.
Yeah. Is there one on the back? I have to look at the door. I don't remember what's on there for hardware. If you're leaving it, is there a crash bar to leave it?
Yes.
On the inside.
There's all crash bars on the inside of all the doors.
Okay. Let's do that at least. And then, yeah, I know I have that, Liz, but if you could send it to me, then I wouldn't have to look for it.
I was just going to do a search for Tim.
But for now, let's bump it up to 10, please. Is that okay? Did I ask that already?
You did.
Okay, thank you. Did I
already
ask that?
Yes, you did.
So we're talking about his building update, is that right? The building survey? So March 5th, January, February, March 5th it went out.
Okay, I'll be able to find it. All right, does that bring us to the end? That brings us to the end.
I'm dizzy.
So everybody has some homework. Keep looking at it. Please do look at the other worksheet that Hilma did, because this, or some fashion of this, is what will actually go with the warrant. So we want to make sure there's no tweaks that have to happen on this as well. Okay?
And that went out recently?
And it's very easy to
miss up the number. Yesterday.
Okay.
And when we actually send it out, we take out the account number and the percentage change, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that went into a folder.
So it'll have the FY25 budget, the 26 proposed, and the dollar change. Very good. Thanks for doing that, Hilma.
Thank you very much.
Lots
of
work. So everybody look at your latest and greatest, your special accounts, your salary spreadsheet, if you want to take a look at that to check things. You've got your grades. We're not going to tackle any of that until next year. And then the only other thing, we're going to get some recommendations from the Finance Committee on where money's coming from for Salt Shed and the other items that are on the warrant list. So we can wait and see what the Finance Committee has to say, and then we can have that conversation next week with them. But you should have some thoughts in your head too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got raise and appropriate. We got stabilization accounts. We got chapter 9. Yep, and I think that's all I got. I don't think there's another. Am I missing another source? I don't think so. So those are your your homework.
Okay.
All right. Doug's still not here, but we're going to have to move on into zoning bylaws.
Yep.
Will's here, so he's on
Steve's
both.
Here.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. Steve's here. That's right. Aren't you happy? Okay, so to recap to where we are, Hilma took the information presented by Planning Board, sent it off to Town Council to review the three proposed bylaw changes. Robin, R-O-B-I-N, has sent back her first round take on it, and that went to Planning Board and to the Select Board for review. ADUs, okay, so I then, which probably people don't have because I don't know that that communication probably got passed on by Doug, but I responded to the email to Hilma, to BOS, which I've now shared with both Select Board members since we didn't have that in our mail. So they have it. And maybe you can share it with the other planning board members. If Doug hasn't, I don't know if he has. But anyways, my response back was, as far as the streets, I'll do that one first. As far as the streets bylaw changes, it seemed like Robin IN's comments, legal's comments, were pretty clear to me. And it seemed to make sense that all that was needed was planning board needed to agree on the changes that she's presenting. And it seems like at that point, they can be written up. That one seems to be quite easy, right? And quite straightforward. Yep. She made the changes or presented changes that she felt needed to be done and suggestions that she wanted the planning board to review and then either accept or not. So I think that that's pretty clear cut, and I'm understanding mm-hmm. planning board's meeting on
tomorrow
night. So it would be hopeful that at that meeting you'd be voting to accept or not Robin, legal counsel's changes, amendments for that, for streets. For ADU, from what I understand from what council is saying, there still is work that has to be done to match up what we have in zoning, to match up our bylaw, to what legally needs to be in there. My feeling and what I put in my email was that at this point, it made sense to me for, or I thought it made sense, for Robin to do that, to make the changes or present what needs to be presented so that it's legally appropriate, right? That so the wording matches what Massachusetts general law is telling us it needs to be. So the only other option would be if planning, you guys decide you want to take another stab at it and do it yourselves and try to get that back to council, or you just agree tomorrow night, vote tomorrow night to have council make those requirements, because it's mass general law. It's not like it's something we can chat about.
I think that's the direction we were headed.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
We were going to take that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then the third one is the wireless, and council's did not give any real recommendations other than that she really believes that going down the path of having those changes requires much more review by her and much more comment by her. And I really don't know from the way she said it if she even has time to do it before our warrant needs
like
to be out.
Like in the next 2 weeks? No.
So my question in my email was, is this something, and you guys will have to have this conversation tomorrow night, is this something that really needs to be tackled? I mean, does the planning board feel so strong that this needs to be tackled within this period of time that we are going to turn around and say to council, you must do this review and then we will pay you whatever it costs? Which I have no idea what that'll be. And everybody just heard how much money we don't have in legal, the legal line. So the select board would need to hear back from planning that, yes, we feel we must proceed. And then the select board is gonna have to meet and vote to spend the money. And there's gotta be some real, the way I feel is there has to be some real emergency reasons why we would have to do that. The other option would be to go to the finance committee and ask for the reserve fund. That hasn't been tapped at all, right? I just looked at that. So there's $3,500 sitting in the reserve fund. I don't have any idea if that's enough. I really don't. But we could certainly follow back up with council and ask those questions. But I think at the meeting you have tomorrow night, you really have to make a decision as a group as to what direction. And if, you know, I think it's multifold, right? Like, are we in such a position right now that we need to do it for whatever reasons, A, B, C, D, E, knowing that we need to have council go full speed ahead to try to do the research she feels she needs to do on behalf of the town, then what you guys are gonna do to be able to educate the town properly, also to make a decision that makes sense to each person, right? So then there's that whole education piece, and there's a very short period of time.
We are really out of time.
Well, so. And yes, and I think planning board should also be aware, because I just sent it to Doug, but that one of the things the town council said is that typically 5G transmitters, or whatever you call them, are installed in the town's right-of-way, which the town's zoning bylaws has no jurisdiction over the town right-of-way.
So, that's a select board decision?
No, that's mass general law.
It's federal law.
Oh, federal law.
That's okay. Federal law.
So the town of Heath has no jurisdiction whatsoever.
No, I didn't say the town of Heath. The planning board.
No, that's what I mean. So
the zoning bylaws.
So who makes the decision? The select board?
It would come to a
poll hearing.
A poll hearing.
Maybe. Because if the poll already exists, depends on
no,
us.
Okay. It, anything new that is to be installed on polls comes to a poll hearing.
Okay.
All right.
But, so, it's like some of the stuff that's written in there should not be written in there because it's a moot point.
Mm-hmm.
It's not under zoning.
I see what you're saying.
So anything that would go on a poll would come to select board. Is that what I just heard you say?
That's right.
Even if it's an existing poll?
Something new.
To go on the poll.
A poll, well, it's all called a poll hearing. Maybe there's another specific name. But companies can't just arbitrarily stick stuff on utility polls. It's actually against the law to put a poster advertising your lost cat on a utility pole.
So there is opportunity for the select board to give pause to a certain situation, evaluate, ask questions, all that good stuff, about before anything goes on the poll. Things just don't happen automatically.
No, they don't happen automatically. Just the same way that even with National Grid, Verizon, whoever you want to, you know, if they want to install a pole that's more than 3 feet away.
Oh, that part I, yeah,
okay.
Pole, that I totally get.
Yeah, the regulations are really tight.
Okay.
But they're tight at a federal level. And it's just like when it trickles down, then it comes to the select board, are given the jurisdiction and the authority to make those decisions.
Go back and read Mass General Law again.
Mm-hmm.
That one we have here. I don't know which section it is, but. Maybe section 22 or something like that. Maybe. Don't quote me.
Okay. I wrote it down.
Too many numbers in my head. That was just my response to try to keep things moving along because we have such limited time. And I didn't know when this came in, that when planning was meeting or if planning was meeting. So, I mean, it works perfect that you're meeting tomorrow after tonight's meeting anyways, because we're able to have, you know, two of you here, we had some conversation, so. I don't know, Elisa, do you feel any different, or do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, based on the email that we received from Robin, R-O-B-I-N, I agree with you that it kind of gives me pause to say, huh, sounds like definitely more conversation needs to happen about it. And it does feel like we really are out of time. It's April 1st and we're 6 weeks out to ATM. So I'll be curious to hear what planning board decides tomorrow night.
And I don't know, Will, if you wanted to comment or if you want to pass on that right now, because you have to have the conversation with planning tomorrow. You kind of have two hats, you get it.
Right.
That's fine. That's fine. Understood. Steve, did you have anything you wanted to input or chat about?
No, I'll have to admit I did not know that authorization, who had authorization in the right way. I was completely blind about that. So I think that's going to change our conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and will you just make sure everybody has that response from Robin? Mm-hmm. Ian?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
But the other two items, I think, are fairly cut and dry. I think we've got that pretty much under control.
I figured. It seems.
Yeah.
It just, and it seems to make sense. Yes, it's going to cost a little bit more money, mm-hmm. but at this point, I mean, Robin, regardless, you're going to take another stab at it, mm-hmm. and we're going to send it back. Then she's going to have to fix it, or, you know, it's just going to be this ongoing.
Yeah. Right.
Should be kind of like, she'll take it. Obviously, she's done it for other places, other mm-hmm. towns, too. It's the same for everybody.
Yeah.
Great. What else on that? And you'll, somebody will let Doug know. When, I mean, you're going to meet anyway, mm-hmm. so you'll bring him to speak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, on that. So that's all of our other business, right? What was the last thing you wanted to?
Your town report.
Town report.
Just.
So Lisa was
done to finish it up.
Lisa was good enough to put it all together. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I took a stab and made like two little.
You had two comments.
Two comments.
Which I incorporated to the draft that I sent out to Helma and Will. I think I CC'd you on it as well.
Oh, did you?
I believe I did. Forgive me if I didn't.
Nope.
What's wrong with me? I can send it to you. I was in the middle of
it. Nope, I got it.
Oh, good. I was going to say something. Where did I go? Oh, so on the bottom of that draft, I had a couple of notes in red asking, should we include this? Or are we good where we're at? So I just needed some feedback.
Okay.
Well, under salt shed replacement project, I don't know that we have a completion of this project as expected.
Oh, completion of this project is expected to be September 1st.
Thing we did kind of have, oh dear.
Okay.
We can say hopeful.
That's
can,
what
I mean,
was in the RFP.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, but if you don't produce what they need to set it on, it ain't going to be done.
But that's
RFP
why you
is
say,
specific to us then doing our stuff. How's that going?
Tyson and I are pushing to have it done.
Push! Exactly. So there's a lot of pieces that hinge on it.
Well, I know, but we are still aiming for September 1st.
So I think we should say it that way.
That we're aiming for?
Will hopefully. Completion
yes.
of will hopefully.
I gotta get the draft. There's a lot of pieces and parts that.
Completion of the project.
Fall into that.
Or the.
Okay, what are we saying? I gotta pause. Okay, comes back to do. Completion of this project is. What do we want to say?
Will hopefully.
Anticipated.
That's good. I love that word.
The completion is anticipated to be completed. No, that's wrong.
Anticipated for September 1st,
2025. That's a good word. Good job.
Completion
Steve.
Of this project is anticipated for September 1st, 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What were the other things?
And then, I'm assuming Parks and Rec will be submitting a report
yep.
for what they've been
all
up
they,
to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Highway Department obviously is going to do their own. Is there a report for the Mohawk Trail Regional
yes.
School District?
Yes.
So that we don't need to throw in there.
Nope. The land auction that we had. No, we don't need to talk about Bayer. And then National Grid.
No.
Thing that we went through, I guess we don't, okay.
I think it's good.
Okay, so then nothing needs to be added except for the completion of that sentence.
Okay, I can do that.
You've got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm also going to take out your subheadings.
Well, so, you know, you had said that.
Yep.
And then I went back and looked at previous reports that I have books from, and they all have subheadings. So I thought, did I misunderstand what Helma said to me?
The select board reports all
yes.
have subheadings?
Yep. I think it, I like the subheadings,
I'll see how the layout turns out.
I don't care,
out.
However it works. Yeah, okay. I don't like to see like a subheading and then nothing until the next page. So whatever the layout, you know, sometimes they take a separate line.
No, I get you. Right, no, you
yeah.
have to add
yeah,
another
yeah.
space. But I know the one that Sue and I wrote last year, we had set subtitles or subheadings. And I had a variety of different books over the past few years, and they all had. So
okay.
I was just following. I think it helps the reader identify quickly what we're talking about.
Perfect.
It also takes up a lot of space.
Understood.
And we only have a limited number of pages.
Just saying.
Well, we do. We have 84 pages.
Okay.
Or you're getting into a whole nother.
No. I'm not getting a whole nother.
Yeah, I mean, that's so. It's pretty much limited to 84 pages.
Okay, and
right.
I'm also seeing in the last two paragraphs, I've used the word heartfelt twice. I don't like that, so flip one out, choose one, and come up with a different word.
What last two paragraphs are you talking about?
The last two paragraphs of the report. The farewells and welcomes, and then appreciation. You'll see it in there.
Heartfelt thanks.
Heartfelt, and then the first line of appreciation is a heartfelt appreciation.
Ah.
So one of those has got to go. I'll leave it up to you.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yep. What if I take out both of them?
Well, we want to be heartfelt. We are a heart-feeling select board. We put a lot of heart into stuff, so. I don't know. Will, any comment or changes or
no,
anything?
No, actually, it looks fine, except for just the date on the sculpture.
Okay. So this is just stuff that I crunched from the six reports that I wrote for the Heath Herald.
Yep.
And
you're a wordsmith. Very good.
Not really.
Mm-hmm. I will probably change one of the heartfelts to sincere.
Of course.
Lovely.
Whatever you want.
Lovely.
Just make sure it's heart.
Sincerity.
No, you don't have any feelings in government. There are so many feelings in government.
Yeah.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts. Okay, so.
All right, ma'am.
Do we have to vote on that, or is she good? Right? Okay.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
So mail's a little
weird.
Okay. So we got a couple pieces of mail, one of which we already reviewed. That was the inbox emergency operations, the EMD report from the meeting. We talked about that with Sheila already.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a nice comment from a resident.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a look at that and read
yep.
that. Doesn't that? Because it's nothing we have to respond to. Reference to last week's meeting. And then we have an email list that Helma gave us, and the mail is going to be coming soon to you. But basically, the first part of that email was the email that I already sent you about the zoning bylaw change that
mm-hmm.
I sent to Doug that I just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an email from Mohawk Trail Regional School District, Voices and Votes, something, I don't know, what is that, did you say, Helma?
Voices and Votes.
Yeah, what is that about?
It's an exhibit
Sorry.
That will be at the high school.
Oh.
It's
It's from the Smithsonian.
Yeah, it's from the Smithsonian. They created it, and it'll be there April 17th through May, end of May sometime.
And our cultural council is helping to pay for this initiative. It's collaborative.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's not just a visiting exhibit, it's actually a collaborative project.
Yeah.
When is this?
Different. April 17th through May 31st.
Oh.
And there, during those 6 weeks, they will have, like educational, I don't want to say entertainment, that's not the right word, but educational talks, and I think it's said every Thursday night.
Like focus groups?
Focus groups, that kind of thing.
Nice.
So.
Okay.
And you'll also see Claire's March Nurses Report. You'll be able to look at that. And we, actually this you sent to us separately, was KP Law,
yep.
The extension of the virtual meetings. You'll see that notification, and then office hours for April for Senator Mark. So you'll see all of that in your mail to come. All right. Next week's meeting with the Finance Committee. What else? Do we have anything else for next week?
Not at this point.
Planning Board, we'll have to talk about those. Well, basically, it's going to be the same thing here, less the storm incident report discussion.
Correct.
It's going to be the proposed changes to the zoning bylaw with vote possible.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be the FY 2026 budget discussion and the ATM warrant discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll eat up our meeting. And a Finance Committee cannot meet with us until 6:30.
Right.
We got that notification from Dina.
Right.
So we should think about whether we have enough to talk about without them.
For an hour and a half.
For an hour and a half, or whether we start at 5:30.
I would entertain 5:30.
I don't think it makes a lot of sense to do too much talk about the budget without them.
Mm-hmm.
Or the warrant. It's really just planning board. If you meet, and it's clear cut what you're going to be sending to us, and you're sending an email to Helma, and it's just something we have to review, then great. And if they need to come in, it'll have to be before the 6:30 meeting.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense? Is that good? And
so are you changing the time of your meeting?
I think so. Unless something comes up that's going to require more of our time, let's make it 5:30.
Agreed.
Next week, is that good?
Yep.
That's good?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. And let's see, how close are we? Are we meeting with the moderator at some point? We must be.
Sure. We're not that close.
No, but we want to let him know at some point, or at least have him let us know when he is available. At the end of the month.
Find out. I will contact the moderator.
Okay. And usually town clerk comes in too at the same time.
She does.
Those nice people come together, I know. They show up together.
They know each other.
I think they do know each other.
they got to get through sugaring season.
Well, that's, I just am sure that their time, that's what I was going to say, their time gets crazy busy, and they probably know what day they want to come as we enter later into the month. And, next week we'll review before finance comes in so we can talk to them about it when they get here. We'll review that project list of projects that Tim has.
Tim's,
Tim's list. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Question. Holy moly.
Stretching.
Ned isn't. He's got his hands up.
I think we've got more than enough to work on this Thursday by way of preparing to meet you on the following Tuesday. You brought up this matter of the high legal fees, and we need at some time to find a way to pay for the overage this year. Is that so imminent that we should take up any time Thursday?
I think that we can, by Thursday, make an educated guess as to the fact that how far over budget we're going to be. And we should be able to look at the numbers, you know, where we stand in this year's budget and how much money will be left in other line items. You know, because I guess part of it too, I say that I don't know, Ned, after next week, what your intentions are, Finance Committee, about meeting with us again. Like, are you going to come in the next week? We're getting close to the kind of that deadline. So I'm not really sure how many more times we get to see the Finance Committee, or is next week you're coming with us, coming at us with all the recommendations and you guys are going to be done? I don't know. So if after Thursday, go ahead, Helma.
Well, I don't know. I mean, 2 weeks would be April 22nd. Just saying, just putting it out there. 2 weeks would be April 22nd.
Which puts us, what, 4 weeks? Right? To ATM?
Yeah, basically 5. 4 weeks till posting. But I hope.
I mean, we should have some idea next week to have a serious conversation about how much money we're going to have to find in the budget to cover the overage for legal. Mm-hmm. And as we look at it right now, I don't see anything else glaring. But I'm going to spend the next week really looking at where we are percentage-wise. Mm-hmm. On like the buildings to make sure that we're not going to be going over on some of the utilities and
And as for the $3,000 in the Finance Committee Reserve Fund, we're not sort of gripping that tightly, but it does require a filling out a transfer request for transfer.
Yeah. Right. Mm. Right.
Well, right. Either that or just realizing when it comes to end of the year transfers, there would be $3,500 to put towards the legal fee deficit.
Fees, right. I do think, because you guys have, I don't know if everyone on your committee understands that reserve fund. Because you got all the new people. I don't know if you've talked about it at all, but I would make sure that your new people understand that money, you know, what its purpose is, and that the Finance Committee has the say as to that, what happens with that or not.
Yeah,
or it's just like Helma said, it's just going to wash out at the end, and it's going to be part of the year-end transfer that ultimately we have to do every year anyway. So.
Sure.
I think that's what happened last year, too. I don't think we used it all. I think some of it washed out in the end.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it was all tapped.
Because basically, the bottom line of spending in Article 3 was still in the black, and that's...
Right.
That's what DOR looks at.
How, do you know how the reserve fund came to be? I mean, how did it even...
Well, I know it was used... I'd say at least 2 times during in a fiscal year. That was sort of expected. Mm. And I'm a little at a loss as to why it hasn't been used as much. It was a mechanical thing, that sort of a sudden problem, and it was critical to get it fixed.
Right, and it also originated before the kind of automated end of the year transfer process.
Well, that's where I was going with this. It's almost like you have it. Is that a standard? I think
it's a state law thingy.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. How it.
Yeah.
Came to be.
Yeah. And because The letter of the law is.
Don't overspend.
You cannot overspend.
Right.
An account. And so the unexpected, unbudgeted for comes along, it's essentially an emergency cost. And what do we do? And that's where a department could request a transfer from the reserve fund. Finance committee has to authorize it. The money would be transferred into whatever account, select board expenses or whatever it was. And so then the bill could get paid and the account would still stay in the black.
Mm-hmm.
But now, end of year transfers happen.
Right, and it also used to be to move money from one account to the other to pay bills had to be done at town meeting.
Mm-hmm. So it's a way of avoiding that. It was, yes, a way of avoiding,
yes,
that.
So, right, and the whole new process avoids having to go to town meeting. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I was wondering. As rules have changed, like, I don't know how long reserve fund has been on there, and I guess I'm wondering if everybody still has a reserve fund. Or is, as rules change,
oh, other towns.
Yeah, do reserves funds just go away? I don't know. It's an interesting question.
That would be a good question.
Do you know what I mean? Like, as, because I mean, the rules have changed. Mass Muni, when those rules, right, when those,
yeah,
rules started to change over time, I mean, sometimes like one thing changes, but the other parts of it don't, and they still sit there in infinitum.
That's right.
And you just,
that's right.
Because no one ever questions. Back to my whole, there's things still in the accounts, in the special accounts. There's still some line items in there that have got to really be looked at. We did a lot of them, you know, monies that are sitting there and that have been sitting there for years, but we still got to tackle a little bit of those. Dina started asking some questions about some of them, so
that's good.
It's gonna take a while. It takes a while. I mean, we did a lot in the last year, but there's a lot more to do. Hey, that's what we got. Maybe we'll do some next week. Who knows? What else? All set, Will?
All set.
Alisa?
All set.
Hilma? Take a motion.
I make a motion we adjourn at 7:20 p.m.
I will second that motion.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Alisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you all.
Cool.